Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing. Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing.
Wake up and
when you're riding through the rut, don't you complicate your mind. Put your dream to reality, yeah. Walk together now. Wake up and see me.
The late, great Bob Marley. Good morning, Organic Nation Listening Club. What a way to wake up. Good morning. This is Hummingbird, of course, and our wonderful host that included is David Arnett Cherry. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Hummingbird. Are you in flight?
I am in flight. I'm always in motion. Even when I'm sitting still, my mind is going somewhere. So, hey, what can I say?
Yeah.
I'm never, ever, ever still. How are you this on this beautiful
I'm fine.
Morning.
I'm fine. You know, I'm doing fine right now. And I want to say this to you. Happy post-birthday to you.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was your birthday this week on October 31st.
It was the 31st. Halloween, baby. Mm. Yay.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. I had a great time. I did. I'm sitting here drinking some of my happy birthday gifts. So, I am trying to start it off right this particular month and keep it pushing and moving. And you started off with a really good song to keep us in mind of what's happening and what we need to start doing here in the next day, couple of days or so. November the 6th is coming. It's just great. And you picked the perfect song for that.
Yeah, you know, voting time and all the issues and just – these are very important times for the people to rise up and take control, because we, the government, and it's really about the people, you know. And,
it should be, but,
so,
it's unfortunately, we got to keep it going, y'all. We got to get out and vote. We got to, especially people of color. People, you know, I used to say people of color, but the unfortunate truth is that. Yeah, we do have those that's out there that are white privileged and everything like that. But I have some Hispanic friends that just now, and they were born here, and they're about, 40-some years old, and this is their first time voting.
Oh, wow.
That's what I said, too. Oh, wow. So this should be, you know, all of the problems and the heck that they went through with this immigration thing that's happening. And, you know, I told them, I said, girl, if nobody needs to get out and vote, you guys really need to get out there and make sure your voices are heard. So it's going to be an interesting election. We'll come back next Saturday.
This judge ruled Native Americans in North Dakota must comply with the voting ID law. So you have to have an ID on residential roads and street names and all the stuff, you know, for the Native Americans to vote. You know, they putting a whole stipend on them, you know.
And you know what kills me when they say, you know what, they are Americans. I hate to say Native Americans. They are 100% Americans. Everybody else are visitors. We are the immigrants in their country, and it is unfortunate they are now an outcast and have to be corralled, and they have always been corralled because they're very proud people. They wasn't one of those people that was just going to, they just wasn't going to be, they would die before they were beat down.
So it's
a sin and a shame that we've allowed that to happen to occur.
That's some heavy stuff, you know, to put that the judge to, because you've got to have an address, you got to have an ID, and most of those cats use post office box numbers, so that those don't qualify, you know, so automatically, you know, so that's these cats know how to go after somebody and put the law.
God, it must be God is good. These people.
Yeah.
Terrible.
going backwards real fast. We're moonwalking backwards real fast, you know. I can see us fighting to get down in the restaurant now if the owner don't make a difference. It is just terrible. I'm just looking at it. I'm like, I'm telling my grandkids. I said, you know, you would be amazed of how many people died for you guys to be have this freedom to go out and rap and be on TV. Many people died for you to eat in these restaurants. They were beaten. People died for you to go to these different types of schools that you guys are going to, that you have missed the point of what's happening in this world now, that if we don't vote now, it will affect our children. It is just, it is important that we're not just voting for us right now, but we're also voting for our future, for our children. Some of us won't live to see all of that, but we would have made a mark, you know. Some of us are older, and the unfortunate truth is, I don't think that I'm looking at now. I'm seeing a lot of kids rising up and being the political force. A lot of young African American, young Hispanics that's rising up and trying to make a difference in their community and getting people out to vote and getting people to see what's happening. But there are a lot of oblivious kids. I'm just going around just boneheaded. They're just not thinking about, you don't vote now, it's going to affect you 10 years from now. You're thinking right now, I'm happy, but you're not going to always be 18. You're not going to always be in mama's house. You're not going to always be there. 10 years from now, you're going to be 29, and you're going to be living in your own stuff, trying to make your own way, dealing with these same damn laws that you could have made a difference in when you were younger. That's now affecting you now.
That's a good point.
Not old, but older age than what you were when you were younger. So you have to start thinking proactively. You guys have to start thinking ahead. I know I'm good now, but what am I going to be like 5 years? That's why I was saying that to somebody the other day. So all they do is ride motorcycles and stuff. I say, they don't work. He ain't work. He said, he lose a job and take a trip. Are you crazy? What are you going to do when you can't take that trip no more? What are you going to do when you can't sit on that motorcycle anymore and somebody got to help you? You don't have anything to fall back on? That's just dumb. And it's amazing how many dumb adults we have, unfortunate, but true. But Adam went deep off into that conversation more than I wanted to. Good morning.
Oh, it's good. It's all right because I like how you know, they're also – you know, with God, you know, God is so important. And I'm going to get to some music. You are listening to the Organic Nation Listening Club with host Hummingbird and David Arnett Cherry. And here we go, Hummingbird. We're going to get into some music and come back to some subject matters. And that was good, really good. Yeah, so good subject matters for you guys to understand the importance of getting out and voting. Let's listen to some music. And we'll be right back to you.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put second, and put you first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back.
Oh, oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say, see, the devil is alive. No, I'm not gonna die. It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit. Oh, hold up.
Listen.
people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother.
She said, pray about
it. I talked to my pastor.
She said, pray about
it. But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die. It's okay to cry, 'cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't want to hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. I was in my own way, but I'm here to tell you without his face I'm a major failure. So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it. Hey, just give it to Jesus. Oh, can I get a witness and tell him, say, that the devil is a liar? You gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa. To get your attention right now. I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. No.
Yes, you are listening to the Organic Nation Listening Club with Hummingbird, David Arnett Cherry, coming to you live from Portland and Arlington, Texas, Dallas. And we was just listening to Marvin Sapp, Listen, Listen. Hey, Hummingbird, you there?
Hey, that is very nice. Very, very nice. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, you know, listen, you know. That's what we talk about on Organic Listening Club. It's listen. That was a gem opportunity.
That really was. I hadn't heard that in a long time. Very, very good. It's in the mind, you know?
Yeah, get more into the speaker.
Father, you always have a way.
Yeah, yeah, you know. That was inspiring, you know. The words and the music was incredible, you know. You know, I just, my aunt turned me on to that one, my Aunt Barbara, and I've been listening to that. It's been my morning thing, you know. So, so what issues, other issues, we was talking about voting, there's other things, or you want to continue that? What's on Hummingbird's mind?
I mean, the issue alone, just voting, because we need to, this has been the most chaotic administration I've ever lived through. And I'm not going to even tell my age, but I've seen enough of them, and this is the most, it's like a, I say it, it's like a thug with money, you know. They ain't changed. They just got money.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it seems like to me. And, you know, me and my sister were talking about it. She said, she believes he's not as rich as everybody want to make him out to believe. That's why he's hiding a lot of this stuff. She said, we're going to find out when a lot of this stuff coming out. And he, you know, I don't want to be try to focus on one demographic or a person or people, because we all do stupid things, even even as African Americans, we do dumb things. One of them would be voting for someone that does not have what you're trying to get or what you're trying to obtain. If it's totally opposite of what you're talking or believing in, how the hell you think that because you vote for them it's going to change anything? Well, I don't understand, after being under the administration of the Obama, that you could go this chaotic. I believe people, I don't know, because I have some African-American friends that voted for him, and we did a big debate way before he was even elected, and I was thinking, are you crazy? But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make sure to go back and say, he works with me. So Monday, I'm going to go back and say, oh, how you think your president doing? I think I'm going to go back and come in and say, because to me, if you're not in the upper echelon when it comes to money, you are voting against your own circumstances. Because he has not, there's nothing that he has done for the working class people, or even some, when I say working class, that would also mean some of you people that thank y'all, because we don't have any more. Remember, we used to have low income, then we had mid, and then the higher. Remember, it used to be, you're a little bit higher than the low, but I think that's just high and low now.
And then you have middle class, which almost disappeared.
You don't have any middle class anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty much gone.
I don't think we do. You always struggle.
Yeah, it's poor.
If you're living from check to check, even though it's a good check, but every time you get it's gone, you ain't middle class no more. You struggling just like them low class people. You just got more bills than they got. That's all.
Yeah.
Because if your money,
you're not saving.
You can't save, and that's what I'm saying. If your money is not growing, or you're not able to survive, you're essentially living check to freaking check, and that last dollar for the gold didn't get paid, or you had a negative coming in. You know what I'm saying? You already had a negative because you borrowed from your future check to pay for a bill that you need to pay now. It has now gotten to a point that when you are voting now, you are actually voting. Yeah, I know we've always both been thinking that way. It's always been that way. Not as bad as it's been now, because this man is talking reckless. You know, he's going to have us in a war. We're going to have a lot of our kids go back there. They've tried to go to the military to get some schooling to end up fighting. And a lot of the young military died in the last war we had. They were young, 21, 25. Yeah, there were some older ones, but it was the majority. If you ever looked at some of those names that was running across the screen when they were telling you this particular people died, 25, 30, 29, 25, 21, 21, 21. I had a cousin that died out there. He had got out the Navy to get into the Army and died when he went into the Army because he was sending back. I'm just thinking about, it's not their children that's going to be fighting, it's going to be us. So, you got to think about this election. This election is very, very important. Every election has been important. But this one has become more important. It is almost like, are we voting to keep us where we won't have to be slaves no more? Because, it has come to a point when people are so mad. Why are they mad at our color? We didn't have to come over here. Y'all brought our ass over here. It wasn't like we said, oh, we're flagging down this flow, girl. They going to America. We got to get on that boat. We wasn't doing that. We were stolen our souls and was brought over here. The only difference between us and any other race that have been stolen and brought over here and sold, they didn't come and get us. That's the only difference. Africans just forgot that they had Africans here. Their people were here. Because some of those. So that's the only difference. Most of the other race, whether they won or lost, trying to rescue their people, they did try. to rescue their people. We just was not. Would Africans just let us go? Because a lot of them made money by selling their own people. So if you just go back in the history, you can see wrong on both ends of the spectrum on this thing. But right now we're in America that's supposed to be free. We if you had people that died, people that were beaten, people that are whipped. I'm waiting to see a cross burst in somebody yard now. They're doing the craziest shit. I'm waiting for it to go back to see a big ass cross burning in somebody's yard. You can't even go to the store. Two people went to the store, minding their own business, and they shoot this grandfather with his grandchild and a lady that was in the parking lot of Kroger's. Are you freaking kidding me? Because he couldn't get in the church and massacre, because they know black people gonna be in church. If we gonna be anywhere, we gonna be in church. So. Mm-hmm. You go and you can't get into the church, praise the Lord, and nobody, because, you know, church, Christian people love. It wouldn't have been nothing for us to open the door, but we need to start making sure we understand what we open the doors for now. Even in the church house, it has gotten to be, you know, you're scared to be in some church houses because people coming in thinking, oh, well, I can get in this church and kill a bunch of them.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have bodyguards at the front door. Because you don't know who's coming in there.
Yeah. And also wait. You know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Also, you know, he's for like protesters shooting protesters and stuff like that. That, you know, now, you know. Yeah, and that's some crazy
stuff. That sounds like communists. You know, that sounds like communism.
Yeah, it sounds like fascism, too, you know.
Yes, fascist.
Yeah, you know, and
the last fascist person
subtle.
That was doing that was Hitler. You see what he did?
Yeah. I seen your picture on your Facebook with Hitler's picture merged in with his, and they look the same, you know.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but that's the mindset of this government. They seem very fascist, you know.
Very
much so. With the about the immigrants and, you know, that's kind of monitoring, like the kind of on side to side to the Jews and stuff like that. What Hitler was doing, trying to get. I mean, it's incredible the parallels of that. You know, if you really research out there, you guys, but. Good point about what you were saying, Hummingbird.
It's getting
very good point.
We have to keep our, got to be vigilant. We got to stay on things. And you know what? We need to start reading what these senators and congressmen, anybody that we're voting for, what they stand for, whether they're Democrat or they're Republican. See, the problem of it is that we split the people. When some of the stuff is a mixture of things. Some things that one of the Democrats may be talking about may be ideal, but not all of y'all. Well, some of y'all dang fools.
Yeah.
A lot of them damn fools. And then some of the Democrats, some of this stuff, they're soft in their ways and stuff, and some of them, you know, I may not agree with over there. But we need to make sure that we're taking the time and reading the agenda that these people are talking about.
Yeah,
we need to not just look at these folks and say we're gonna vote for them because they Democrats, or we're gonna vote for them because they Republicans. What they stand for? What they talking about?
Yeah,
who really are they?
That's a good point.
What is their track record? They hear with what
they're talking about researching.
That's you gonna have to. You better start doing it.
That's very important.
Voted yourself in the death. Voted yourself into some change. What are they talking about? What are they doing? What have they done? What have they been talking about? I can't wait to. I just hope Beto beat Cruz. He just, oh my God, Texas needs some changes, a lot of changes.
Yeah, because my aunt, she works the polls, and she said, you know, in the other elections and stuff, it's like, you know, about. They used to have a lot of people when Obama was in there, but this thing is like no people voting, you know, hardly anybody voting. You know, the last.
We've been a turnout like great turnout here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they've
been
having
a
big
turnout here.
Yeah, it has to be.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Any last words?
Well, everybody, November the 6th is one of the most important votes, and I know you've been hearing me going on and on and on about it, but it is one of the most important votes, and we will need to vote in. Get out, vote, read and vote. And if you haven't, and if you haven't researched, then just go and push Democrat. We know at least most of it is going to be right. All right, I want you guys to have a great weekend.
Trust God.
I believe people here. So, have a great weekend.
Well, you have a great weekend yourself, Hummingbird, your post-birthday weekend, so you have a good time, and much love to you and your family. And we're going to get back to some music, little Marvin Gaye, and also the Jazz Crusaders from your hometown, Houston. So let's do this thing. Join us next week. We're back on the set. So peace be unto you.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother,
what's
up? This is a party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Brother, there's far
Welcome to the Organic Nation Listening Club. Let's do this thing.